news, opinion, passion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/VoiceAmerica or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Dating Revolution with Heather Jones. Regardless if you're a woman or a man, you're sure to have some laughs and learn a lot on today's show, which is about the benefits and fun that casual dating can bring. You probably aren't going to hear about how to find the one on our show, but you will hear some great commentary and crazy stories. And you'll leave with advice you can put to work today. Now, here's Heather Jones.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a great week so far. Thank you for tuning in this morning to The Dating Revolution. I'm really excited for the show today. I've got one of my longtime girlfriends, best friends, confidant. She knows where all the bodies are buried. Kate Good on the line with me today. Say hello, Kate.
Oh, Heather, are we really doing this? Yes, I do know where the bodies are buried, and likewise. We will change names if we need to.
I thought it would be fun to have Kate on the show today with me, because when it comes to dating and relationships, her and I could not be more different. And we've spent a lot of time the last couple of weeks talking about casual dating and being single and those of us that have chosen the single life. And you know, we've talked about stepping outside your comfort zone. We've talked about time to take a time out. You know, last week we talked a lot about where men find themselves in the face of rapidly expanding feminine power. It was a great show last week. So this week I kind of wanted us to, you know, since Kate and I share such different views on relationships and dating, I thought it would be fun for us to, you know, just chit-chat, have some girl talk online and talk about, you know, how the two of us are so different, you know, casual dating versus somebody that's looking for a relationship. So, you know, we're going to talk about how dating's been for the two of us, considering that we're looking for two different things. And I'm hoping that everybody today will be able to walk away with some tips from both sides of the fence. You know, how to continue to date if you want to stay single and how to date if you're looking to be in a relationship. So I want to give you a brief little history of Kate and I's, how we met. Kate, if you want to start the ball rolling on that.
Well, I was actually thinking about this last night. You know, when you and I met, I was married.
Yep.
So,
yes, you were.
You were out there dating. So yeah, we couldn't have been any more different. Heather and I had the pleasure of working for the same company, and there were a lot of people in the office, but somehow she and I just gravitated towards each other. I saw a friend in her, and I saw a really cool girl with a Rachel haircut, and I just wanted to know her.
Oh, God, that dates us.
Do you remember the hair? Yeah, it does date us a little bit, but that's really the story here. We have been friends, best friends, for almost 20 years, which is, well, maybe 17. But yeah. I just think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, so Kate, you know, and Kate and I, we've been through so much together. Obviously, Kate's single now. She's, you know, I was there with her during her divorce. And, you know, we've been there for each other through all of life's major events. Both of our fathers have passed away. And you know, things like that. It's, you know, when you have one particular girlfriend, I've got several, but Kate's one of the special ones that, you know, is with you during those times of trials and tribulations. And, you know, we ended up, we've lived together for several years when we were living in Georgia. We were housemates together, and that was always a good time, wasn't it, Kate?
Yeah, it really was a good time because I met Heather when I was married and then, you know, became good friends with her. She supported me through my divorce. And the truth was, I had never really dated. And she had a little more experience in this area than I did. And I had gone from one serious relationship to the next and then to a marriage. So this was all kind of new for me, being a single girl. So Heather was really my first friend who I could identify with now on a single girl level, and not only found a friend in her, but also a sister, because we really have been through job changes, cross-country moves, family changes, all sorts of things happening. We've been there through it all, and I think we'll probably be there till the end, too.
Yeah, I agree. So, you know, this is kind of a good segment into the title of our show today is, you know, Kate's the pub girl and I'm the club girl. And poor Kate, after her divorce, we were living together and going out all the time. I was dragging her ass out to the clubs and, you know, trying to toss her into the social scene. And, you know, it was always just kind of funny, but you know, those are our two different personalities. You know, I'm the one that wants to be in the club, you know, with the oomps, oomps, oomps and going on. And, you know, I love that kind of thing. And Kate's always sitting there going, oh, my God, do I have to be here right now? I'd rather be, you know, two-stepping somewhere. And I'm like, right?
Yeah, well, at the club, I always felt like I should be breaking into some sort of cardio workout. It really was a different scene for me, a different vibe. Because I was thinking more about, you know, how's this music moving me to want to, like, break a sweat or something. And then I'm the pub girl. I like the pub because I like to, you know, belly up to the bar. I like to order my drink, maybe have an appetizer. And I always strike up a conversation with that person sitting next to me, where in the club, you kind of just make eye contact. You do your little move. You wander around. But it's not so much, you know, getting that conversation going because, honestly, it's just too loud.
Well, and I will tell you that, you know, as we get older, you know, being a club girl is it gets harder and harder every day, I got to tell you. So I'm out in Phoenix in Scottsdale last weekend, and, you know, I still enjoy that type of thing. I still want to go out, and I still enjoy the music and a really good DJ. And you know, it's really hard not to stand out when you're, you know, in your 40s and you're out trying to go to the club. And me and my girlfriends were out last weekend, and, you know, some really cute little young guys came walking by us and said, oh, my God, it's the Phoenix Housewives. And I thought I was about to die.
No way. No, wait a minute. I'm a fan of the Housewives, so, yeah, I see where you were probably wanting to just crawl out of there. But, you know, I would kind of love to be a housewife, and that's another place where you and I are very different because I love Andy Cohen and I'd love to get my own spinoff. But, you know, I had a similar story, Heather. I was on a date. We were in Vegas having a big old time, and my date wanted to go dancing. So, you know, I put on the right outfit, what I call a Heather Jones approved outfit, perfect for the club, just a little too short, the heels pretty high, hair and makeup looking great, and I'm off to the club. And I think I told you this story, Heather. I haven't told too many people this because it is completely embarrassing. And why I'm sharing it right now on the radio, I don't know, but here goes. So we're in the club. We're doing our thing. We're dancing. We're mashing up against each other. It's good foreplay. We're having a lot of fun. This girl behind me keeps kind of punching my back as she's dancing too. And I just assume it's a dance move. I don't know. And and I let her do her thing until it becomes really annoying. And, you know, maybe when you get to your 40s, you have a shorter fuse for annoying people dancing in a club. So she's kind of, you know, pounding on my back. And I just kind of turned around and gave her a look, and she says to me, "What's up, Mom?"
Oh!
And okay, first of all, yeah, technically I could have been her mom. It would have been a teen pregnancy, but I could have been her mom. But that's not what hurt. What hurt is that she thought I looked like that, because I tried really hard that night.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I ordered a really expensive bottle of champagne and showed her.
Oh, that's right. I love it. So, you know, the thing, you know, Kate and I definitely have some differences in our personalities and our lifestyles. You know, I joke around how on Sunday mornings, Kate's always at spin class and I'm in the bed hungover from Saturday night.
Yeah, and I'm texting you saying, come on, let's go to spin. They have great club music.
Yes, yes. I know. I know. She's always, that was the funniest thing when we were living together in Atlanta. You know, she'd be texting me from her bedroom and I'd be in my bedroom and she'd be like, are you awake? Do you want to go get some breakfast? And, you know.
Well, first of all, I had to verify if you were there or not.
That's true. You know, if my cell phone was outside my door, I was at home. You guys, for those of you who have not read my book, you've got to read my book because that's a funny story.
Classic Heather move.
Yes.
She sets the cell phone outside her door as a means to assert self-control. It is a great chapter. You have to read it.
But, you know, some of the things that Kate and I definitely do have in common, you know, we both know what the girl code is. We both live by the girl code. You know, we both value friendship. We have the same values with our friends and family. And we understand that friendship comes first. And I think that's something special that we have and our circle of girlfriends have. And I would encourage everyone out there to try to strive for. Wouldn't you say so, Kate?
Yeah, I would. And, you know, girl code is a little different than guy code. I believe that girl code is about honesty. It's about protection from ourselves and others. It's about support. You know, I have a tendency to be an alcoholic, meaning I attract asses, and Heather likes to, you know, talk to me about that and protect me from it and really back me up from my side of the fence, where guy code, don't you agree, is sometimes a little different in that guys will typically, when they think of guy code, they think, oh yeah, man, you know, you go home with her, I'll totally cover for you, I got your back, I'm going to lie for you. And they'll lie for their best buddy. Where girl code, it's more being honest with each other and supporting each other. And with guys, you know, their code is kind of more, hey, if I sleep with your ex, I'll tell you before you find out on Facebook. That's their guy code. And I think that, you know, you're going to meet a lot of girls in the world, ladies who are listening to us today, and you've got to find those girlfriends who measure up the same way you do with how you define girl code. And between Heather and I, we always had that common definition of what girl code was.
I agree. And we're going to get into that in our segment a little bit later on. We're going to talk a little bit about friendship and sort of what's been the magic formula for us in every city that we've lived in. We're going to go to break here in just a minute. And when we come back from the break, Kate and I are going to be talking about men and the differences in men that we attract and sort of the funny nuances of that. So thank you again for listening. You're listening to The Dating Revolution today with Heather Jones. I'm your host. And visit me online, www.heatherjones.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a single woman who's on the fence about marriage and children? Or are you one of those women who tries to make a relationship out of every casual encounter? If you answered yes to either of these, we've got you covered, plus a whole lot more. Go online today and pick up a copy of Heather's book, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You'll love all of Heather's crazy stories, and it won't be long before you're putting into practice the hundreds of tips she provides. This book will help you navigate the world of casual dating without trying to make marriage the ultimate destination. Heather shows you how to approach dating more like a man does, which means being in the moment and not taking everything too seriously. When you change your way of thinking, dating is not only fun, it builds confidence and opens doors to endless possibilities. Fuck the Double Standard in Dating is available now through Amazon.com via paperback or ebook. In fact, while listening to today's show, you can click the link on the show page to pick up your copy right now. Buy it today and become part of the dating revolution.
News, opinion, your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to The Dating Revolution. Got a question for Heather? Pick up the phone and call into the live show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you're just feeling too shy to call in, send Heather an email. The address is info@heatherjones.com. And now, back to The Dating Revolution.
And we're back. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to The Dating Revolution on Voice America. I'm Heather Jones, your host. And I've got Kate Good, one of my best friends, joining me on the line today from Houston. Hi, Kate.
Hello. Happy to be with you, Heather.
Thank you. So earlier in the show today, we were talking about sort of the differences between Kate and I and how, you know, I'm more of a casual dater. She's somebody that's more looking for a relationship and, you know, the differences in our personalities and lifestyles. And we're going to carry on that subject in the next segment here. We're going to talk about men. We're going to talk about the different kinds of guys that Kate and I attract. And I bet you I could describe the exact kind of guy that Kate wants, and she could describe the exact kind of guy that I want. Okay, so here we go. So Kate's looking for somebody who probably wears a suit to work. He's very conservative. He definitely owns a few pair of cowboy boots. You know, he's very, he's professional, probably, you know, I don't know, kind of cross between that Wall Street, probably, you know, Texas, oil type guy. You know, she's probably, you know, he's healthy, he's into fitness, you know, he's probably a biker. You know, he takes care of himself, you know, he's well traveled, all of those, right? Am I right?
Yes. And I love good, smart banter.
Yes.
Good, funny, smart banter. I you gotta get to my mind before you're gonna get to inside my dress. That's how I am.
Somebody that loves sports.
Mm-hmm, definitely. That's one of the ways that I connect with men. Now, Heather, can I talk about you, Heather?
Yeah.
Okay, Heather attracts, I think, what I've seen, and this is kind of her ideal guy too. She loves a guy that's into fashion. She gives him high points if, you know, he's got the latest shoes on, the coolest jeans, wearing the right shirt, his hair is done up right. I don't know why this is, but she's attracted to a guy who may be from a different culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think she sees some intrigue there. And she likes the night owl guy, like she is, too, who enjoys, you know, the club scene also. Can hold his own in a room. She likes a good, strong guy. But at the same time, she also wants somebody who she can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, if he were to describe himself, he would probably call himself a player. And Heather likes that because that's a great challenge for her. How did I do? Did I do it right?
Yep, you're absolutely right. Yes, yes. Kate won't say it on the air, but yeah, it's rare for me to date a guy that is from the United States. It's my thing. What are you going to do? You know, so I like that kind of thing. Anyway, and yes, I'm not into sports. I don't pretend to be into sports. My girlfriend Stacy always gets on to me. She's like, Heather, you need to at least watch ESPN just once a morning to be able to talk about sports. And I'm like, I don't want to.
You can get it all watching 30 minutes of SportsCenter, Heather. That's all you need, okay?
It's true, and I should. But see, the guy I want doesn't care about sports, so hey.
That's true. He's not into the NFL. He is watching soccer.
Exactly, yes. So, question: people ask us all the time, have we ever fought over a guy? The answer is unequivocally no.
Hell no. Never have we fought over a guy. It's just, we wouldn't even have to look at each other and say, are you into that one? I mean, it just wouldn't even be on the table. Now, typically, I'm in a relationship. I'm, you know, committed to a guy. And so I'm not, when we go out, I'm not always looking for a guy. And so that happens a lot. It's like, okay, Heather, you know, which one can I help you find? But if we were on the same playing field and we were, and I was single, and like Heather said, I'm that long-term relationship girl, so it doesn't happen very often. But when I am single and we walk into a restaurant, a bar, or even if Heather does get me into the club for a Saturday night, we just don't look at each other and say, he's mine. You know, we're not tagging him like that.
Well, you know, and Kate and I have two totally different personalities, like we've talked about already. I mean, she's naturally engaging. You know, it doesn't matter where we go. Men are naturally attracted to her. They want to talk to her. They want to be around her. You know, she's just got that fun, you know, warming, inviting personality, whereas I throw off this fuck off vibe all the time. I mean, it's written all over my face. So, you know, I don't know how to change it. It's just there. I mean, I try to change it, but, you know, I think I probably put off this, you know, I dare you to come and talk to me vibe.
Yeah, and it's kind of working for you, Heather, because it attracts that player guy who, you know, wants to have a little adventure and see if he can get the girl who's saying, you know, fuck off.
Exactly. Yep. Most guys, yeah, you're right. Most guys that have enough guts to come up and talk to me, they're super cocky. They probably see me as a challenge. They're definitely players. And, you know, the guys that come up and end up talking to Kate, you know, have asked her to marry them by the end of the evening.
Yeah, I call it premature we ejaculation. They are dropping the we word before, you know, I've even let the guy buy me a steak. So it's just always a little too soon. But it's working for me because I am a relationship girl. So I kind of identify with the we word.
You know what else I wanted to touch on, Kate, is how, you know, guys tend to be intimidated by us, I think, and you know, and for two totally different reasons. You know, we're both successful, but you know, guys that come in contact with you, you know, you're so well traveled, you know, you're super intelligent, super successful, you know, it's like I'm sure a guy looks at you and thinks, What could I possibly give her? You know? What do you
Is
think
that
about
my problem?
That? I don't know. Why do you think guys are intimidated by you?
Well, you know, I think there's a level of confidence in both of us that we know who we are. We know what we're good at. We know our value to ourselves and to the world. And there are guys out there that need a girl who needs him.
Mm-hmm.
And we really don't need a guy because we're not the needy type. We want a guy. And I think that want is way sexier than need.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm not putting out that need vibe, the guy really can't, he knows he doesn't need to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
But if he would just identify that I'm throwing out the want vibe, when I want somebody and I have that opportunity to date them, I am into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that to be much more sexier because it's a choice. Where with need, you don't always have a choice because it's something that you need. Wanting is more of a choice. And so I think that throws a lot of guys off. And I am typically pretty traditional in a relationship. And I do like the man to lead. And I do find that, you know, his ideas are good ones. And I try to support them in dating and travel or whatever we do. But, you know, I also want him to identify that I bring things to the table also. And so I will sometimes get turned off by a guy who immediately assumes that I don't have anything to add, or I don't know anything, or I'm not smart enough, or I don't know what he's talking about. And I have a tendency to snap at that guy.
Yeah.
Because I'm insulted. And I should just realize that there's different types of women out there, and he's just met a different kind of woman.
Exactly. Well, and you know what? I talk a lot about the bench in my book, and Kate was the one that coined that term. But, yeah, I want Kate to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk a little bit about the differences between my bench and her bench. And, you know, and how a guy she would date is probably going to be put off by the bench, right?
Yeah. In fact, you know, Heather's book hits the market. It's been popular. It's been successful. And, of course, all of our friends have read it. I've promoted it through my social networks, and so a lot of people that I know have read it. And Heather talks about the bench, and she talks about her spin on the bench. And And I'm in the book. She's mentioned me in the book. And so a lot of people have thought that that is my take on the bench also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we both have a different idea of how we use the bench in our lives. And you're absolutely right, Heather. If a guy ever knew that the bench existed in my life, I wouldn't get to that second, third, or fourth date because they don't want to have anything to do with it. They want a girl who is looking for a relationship, and she will date one guy until she finds out that he's the right one or not the right one before she moves on to the next. Now, I've always used the bench this way. I'm very committed in my relationships, because I enjoy being in a committed relationship, and that's what I want from a guy also. But they haven't always worked out, and you find yourself single again. And, you know, what are the chances are that the next guy you date is going to be the one that you drop into a relationship with?
Right.
It just doesn't happen that often. And so, you know, you get people that ask you out for a drink, dinner, you know, movie, different things. And I'll go out with them, but I don't always know right away if it's the next guy that I want to drop into a relationship with. So I'm using my bench to kind of get to know these guys mm-hmm. and decide, you know, which one's working out and where is their commonality and do we have some passion brewing? And I always know when that guy is moving off the bench and he's becoming the relationship guy because I get jealous.
Yeah.
I've started to take some ownership of him. And I get jealous. Where Heather's bench is completely different. Talk about your bench.
I will. I'm going to talk about my bench when we get back from the break here in just a minute. We're listening to the Dating Revolution. Sorry, I missed my cue for our break a second ago. So give me 1 second. Let me just wrap up this segment. And when we come back, I'll talk about my bench. Thank you. You're listening to the Dating Revolution. I'm Heather Jones, and we'll be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a single woman who's on the fence about marriage and children? Or are you one of those women who tries to make a relationship out of every casual encounter? If you answered yes to either of these, we've got you covered plus a whole lot more. Go online today and pick up a copy of Heather's book, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You'll love all of Heather's crazy stories, and it won't be long before you're putting into practice the hundreds of tips she provides. This book will help you navigate the world of casual dating without trying to make marriage the ultimate destination. Heather shows you how to approach dating more like a man does, which means being in the moment and not taking everything too seriously. When you change your way of thinking, dating is not only fun, it builds confidence and opens doors to endless possibilities. Fuck the Double Standard in Dating is available now through Amazon.com via paperback or ebook. In fact, while listening to today's show, you can click the link on the show page to pick up your copy right now. Buy it today and become part of the dating revolution.
Did you ever stop to think that financial health can be a lot like physical health? The financial physician, Lou Skatigna, has helped people on the radio for nearly 15 years. And now he's part of the Voice America Variety Channel. By using medical analogies to discuss financial solutions, Lou actually makes the process easier to understand and will help you chart your own financial fitness. Tune in to The Financial Physician live every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time, and on demand anytime on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into the Dating Revolution. Got a question for Heather? Pick up the phone and call into the live show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you're just feeling too shy to call in, send Heather an email. The address is info@heatherjones.com. And now, back to the Dating Revolution.
Thank you. We're back. Sorry for the little technical mishap there a minute ago. I'm still getting used to this whole radio business. But earlier in the show, I've got Kate Good on the line. She's my best friend joining me on the phone today from Houston. Hi, Kate.
Hello, I'm here in the middle of my dating revolution.
Oh, so earlier we were Kate was talking about her bench and how, you know, a guy, it's not appropriate for Kate, for the guys that she happens to be dating to know that she's dating other guys. You know, it's not going to work with her. It's never going to get her to the second date. That kind of guy that she's dating is not interested in knowing she's got other things going on. I, on the other hand, you know, a guy that's interested in me, he knows right off the hand that I'm dating other guys. Yeah, I'm pretty upfront with everybody that I date. I think everybody knows I date around. And, you know, the guys that I'm dating are asking, you know, where's my chapter in your book? You know, they take pride in the fact that they're players probably. And you know, I always end up getting the second date because I attract a guy who doesn't want a commitment. And he wants to have fun. And so, you know, most guys know after they've met me and hung out with me that I'm a lot of fun. I'm no drama. You know, I'm not going to turn into a crazy bitch like we're going to talk about in a little while, you know, when things are over. And, you know, I'm just a great girl to hang out with. So, you know, I'm adventurous. You know, typically guys don't meet girls like me out there. So, you know, I'm a no pressure, you know, kind of person. So, you know, those.
And Heather, you've mastered the art of explaining that to a guy.
Yeah.
In a very honest way, without, you know, making yourself sound bad or presenting it in a way that he wouldn't understand. You have a way of just upfront honesty with that guy about who you are and what you're doing in the dating world. And I think that is refreshing. And it's smart, and it's put you in very good situations.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. So we're going to move.
I'm not going to do it, though. I will still be a relationship girl.
And I'll support you 100%.
I'll support you.
We're going to talk now about our friendship. We're going to switch gears a little bit for a minute and talk about, you know, the success that Kate and I have had in friendships. You know, we've followed each other around the country, and she recently moved to Houston, and it was like my right arm got cut off. But because we haven't lived apart from each other for a really, really long time. And so, you know, but whenever, and Kate will talk to you in a little bit about what she's doing in Houston to, you know, create a good circle of girlfriends there. But I can tell you what happened to us when we were living in Phoenix. You know, she and I have moved to a lot of different cities together, and we always attract great friends, don't you think?
Yeah, we really do. Great women.
Great women. And what's even more fun about that is, you know, Kate will meet a girl, and she'll bring her into the circle, and then I'll become friends with that girl, and then I'll bring in another girl, and those two become friends, and, you know, it's always, everybody becomes friends of friends of friends, and it's always fun to watch the dynamic of the circle, you know, shift and change, and who's close right now, and, you know, what happens after this person moves away, and, you know, but the circle over time has become bigger and bigger and bigger and stronger and more cohesive.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful when our friends become friends. I love what I call my Sunday morning wrap-up, my Sunday morning sports page, mm-hmm. when I get on Facebook or I check my text messages and I see what all you crazy bitches were doing the night before. and you know, we're all off doing our own thing. But one of the things I love is when I see a picture of my friend hanging out with one of your friends and we're not there.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah, their friendship has moved on, and I think that is fantastic. And sometimes I'm like, well, why didn't they call me? But I love that we have this group of friends that we've all found a lot of commonality, and even when we've moved, we've supported each other, and that's really been fantastic. And I have to say that when I met Heather, I didn't have a lot of friends. I had work friends, kind of, you know, if you could call them friends, people that I was friendly with at work. And I was married, and so I had some couples friends. And what you really need in your life is great girlfriends, because they're there no matter what. And you don't even have to be going out with them every weekend. You just need to have that touch point with them. And so Heather really taught me how to make friends. And one of the things that she told me was, you've got to date girls. And we're not talking about, in a sexual sense. We're talking about when you meet somebody you think is pretty cool, get their number, follow up with them, ask them to coffee, ask them to lunch, ask them to meet us for happy hour, and try to bring that friend into the circle. And time after time, when we would get together for our happy hours in Phoenix, Heather was always bringing a new girl into the circle, and I thought that was really cool. And she always found great girls, and I would practice that as well. So now I'm living in Houston, and I got to tell you, Heather, when I started telling people that I was moving to Houston, I heard two things. First of all, people would say, are you moving for a guy?
Yeah.
And I don't know why at my age that offended me, but no, I moved for a really kick-ass career move. It was not for a guy. And then the second thing was, is Heather coming too? Like, we couldn't be in different cities. And I was like, no, but I wish she would, because I don't know anyone in Houston. So I've been here for a couple months, and I'm really trying to put my best skills in front of me to attract some good girlfriends and develop a circle of friends here. And as Heather told me, you got to date friends. But first of all, I have to meet them. So one of the things that I did in Phoenix when I first moved there was I joined a really great charity, and I met people like Marisa and Amy and Jean, and these were wonderful, strong, powerful, kind, generous women, just the type that I love to attract. And then you became friends with them too, right, Heather?
Yeah, I did.
So tonight I'm off to a charity event here in Houston, and who knows who I'll meet. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good. Oh, that's awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kate hit on something that, you know, I kind of want to expand on, and that's, you know, you have to date girls. Well, you have to be persistent, too. And, you know, I always joke around with my girlfriend Sally, if she's listening to the show today, or Jen Daly, she's one of these, too. I pursued these girls for years, I'm telling you. It's like you meet a good girl, and you know when you want somebody to be your friend and they're a quality girl. You know, you just have to keep following up. You know, don't turn into a stalker, but, you know, just keep them in the loop. Keep them on the phone, and, you know, keep inviting them to events. And, you know, it takes some time for people to gain trust sometimes. And, you know, in order to have a friend, you have to be a friend. And so, you know, just stay persistent and keep after the ones that you think are going to be really important in your life and who you really want to, you know, develop those friendships with is the only other little tip I give you.
Well, in the case of both Jen and Sally, who we both love dearly, and they were both in relationships, serious relationships, when you met them.
True.
And that would be a tip that I would give to women also. There's a lot of women that will get really caught up in their relationship, which is great. You should. I'm a relationship girl. I would recommend that. But never stop making friends or being a friend to your friend, because there will come a time when you need those women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're more interesting in our relationships and we're more fun in our relationships when we have a really great circle of friends who are inviting us to do things, you know, even bringing your boyfriend, even bringing your husband or fiance, inviting us to do things and having a sense of adventure and exposing us to new things also. I think that makes us more interesting in a relationship. So I really think it's a mistake to just, you know, be all up in your guy's butt and mm-hmm. not paying attention to the world around you, and your friends can really expose you to that.
You're right. And also one mistake that I would caution you is only having one good girlfriend. You know, Kate and I talked about this in preparation for our show today. You know, it's when you just have that one bestie and you totally rely on her for your social activity, your shoulder to cry on and everything, when something happens, either you guys have a fight or she moves away or she gets married or something happens and that friendship dynamic changes, you're going to be left alone. And it's a very lonely feeling of having no one.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Some girls just can't multitask.
That's right.
And I have different friends for different sides of me, different things that I like to do. I've got a girlfriend who loves to go to concerts and sporting events, Kathy. And so mm-hmm. we're always like planning our next event, and she and I live on StubHub. So I know when there's a really cool place to go. I know she's got the frequent flyer miles, and she wants to go to that concert with me. She wants to go to that show with me. And that's great. And then I've got the friend that I call when I'm troubled by the world, or I'm feeling low, or I'm feeling lonely, and I tell Siri, call Heather, and mm-hmm. it goes right to Heather, and mm-hmm. she picks up the phone, and even if she doesn't pick up the phone, Heather's always been great about calling back within 24 hours or texting right away and letting me know that she's thinking of me, and she'll call me. And so I think it's really important to maintain those friendships and have best friends for different reasons, too.
I agree. We have a bench of girls. We have a bench mm-hmm. of girlfriends.
We do. We have a bench of girlfriends. They're awesome. What a team.
I love it. Well, when we get back from the break, we're going to talk. Kate said it something a minute ago that was funny. She said, you know, she always knows she's into a guy when she gets jealous. And that's going to lead us into our next segment, which is going to be a hoot and a half. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Dating Revolution, Voice America. I'm Heather Jones, your host. We'll be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a single woman who's on the fence about marriage and children? Or are you one of those women who tries to make a relationship out of every casual encounter? If you answered yes to either of these, we've got you covered, plus a whole lot more. Go online today and pick up a copy of Heather's book, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You'll love all of Heather's crazy stories, and it won't be long before you're putting into practice the hundreds of tips she provides. This book will help you navigate the world of casual dating without trying to make marriage the ultimate destination. Heather shows you how to approach dating more like a man does, which means being in the moment and not taking everything too seriously. When you change your way of thinking, dating is not only fun, it builds confidence and opens doors to endless possibilities. Fuck the Double Standard in Dating is available now through Amazon.com via paperback or ebook. In fact, while listening to today's show, you can click the link on the show page to pick up your copy right now. Buy it today and become part of the dating revolution.
News, opinion, your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into The Dating Revolution. Got a question for Heather? Pick up the phone and call into the live show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. If you're just feeling too shy to call in, send Heather an email. The address is info@heatherjones.com. And now, back to The Dating Revolution.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Heather Jones, your host. You're listening to The Dating Revolution. I've got my girlfriend, Kate Good, on the line with me. Hi, Kate.
I'm here, and I'm really worried about the next segment. We are going to be revealing some of our craziest stories. How'd you get me to do this, Heather?
I know. I had to do it. Oh, gosh. So if anybody has read my book, if you haven't read my book, you've got to get it. It's called Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. And one of the main sort of core things I talk about in my book is this this idea of the crazy bitch. And I can talk about the crazy bitch because I have been a crazy bitch in my lifetime for sure. And I've taught one of the classic stories in my book. It's called The Prelude. It was originally called Throwing Keys. And once you read the book, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But, you know, Kate was the one that came and rescued me from that ridiculous situation where I completely lost my mind over a guy and lost all shred of dignity, and as I know some of you out there have done. So, you know, I want to start to get people to feel comfortable about, one, telling their crazy bitch stories, because there's nothing wrong with it. It happens. We're human beings. You know, it happens to everybody. It happens to guys, too, from what I've heard. And, you know, just turning it into, you know, a funny lesson learned. And that's what I try to talk about a lot in my book is, you know, taking that crazy bitch and turning her into, you know, a person who's learned her lessons and can relate and totally understands. And I think, you know, being the crazy bitch has been able to allow me now to, you know, be where I am today, but also be much cooler when I'm dealing with guys. You know, I'm just a much more fun, you know, easygoing person to be around because I've been through all of that already. So, you know, I want Kate to tell us one of her crazy bitch stories.
Okay, well, you know, this one happened a long time ago, so I'm over it now. I've healed. I've done the work. But I want to say that there's very few things in life that I've abused. I'm not really into drugs or anything like that. I abuse hair care products and skin care products, and I get addicted to guys sometimes. So I was dating this guy. He's been in and out of my life for 14 years. So that just explains, you know, there's a lot of passion there. There's a lot of romance there. There's a lot of love, but there's also a lot of toxic. And early in our relationship, we both had some pretty bad behaviors. I was slow to finalize my divorce. I'm sure that aided him. He was like that validator, if you know what I mean. Like, he always kept the numbers of girls around for me to see and stuff. He would just eat at me. Well, one day I was in his apartment and he had hairspray that is that kind of hairspray that's for blondes. And I'll just say at the time I was a brunette. And I thought, what is he doing with blonde girl hairspray? There must have been a blonde girl here. So, of course, then I look at the brush to see if there's blonde hair in the brush. And then I look in the trash can to see if there's anything there. And then I open every drawer and every cabinet. And by the time I am finished, I have pulled out every damn drawer from that bathroom, turned it upside down. It's a complete mess. Somebody comes walking in the apartment. I think it's him. And sadly, it was his brother who lived with him. So I went crazy bitch and sadly did it in front of his brother. So now, you know, every time my name comes up in conversation, his brother is more than likely saying, Kate, that crazy bitch? I think that will forever be tagged to my reputation. And it's a little embarrassing, but now I just say, oh, but I was just a girl in love.
Well, you know what? That brings up a great question. What is it about guys that make us turn crazy? You know, there's a bunch of things. One, you know, once you sleep with somebody, one flip gets switched right then and there. You know, you're automatically tied to a guy whether you want to believe you are or not. And so that's one reason. Right after you sleep with a guy, you're going to, you know, a little bit of the crazy is going to start creeping in. Two, if you're looking for a relationship and he's not, you know, that's another reason that makes girls crazy, because, you know, or for some reason he led you to believe in the beginning of the relationship that he wanted something a little more serious. And now, you know, you're 2-3 months into it and he's trying to end the relationship and you're hanging on for dear life. You know, that is a big one that's, you know, causes women to get crazy. What are some other things you think, Kate?
Yeah, for me, it's insecurity in a relationship. When I feel like that guy is committed to me and he's thinking about our future together, and therefore I can safely think about that too, I'm happy. I'm great. I'm my best self in that relationship. As soon as I smell that it's going south, or he might be dating somebody else or interested in somebody else or any type of insecurity, I start to lose my mind a little bit and I get afraid to lose him. And then I start to do stuff that will more than likely definitely seal the deal that I'm going to lose them. And mm-hmm. I don't know why I do that. So for me, because I'm a relationship girl, it's safety, it's security in a relationship that keeps me from being a crazy bitch. So the opposite of that would make me a crazy bitch. And that's toxic.
And I also feel like, you know, at some point in time, you know, all of us have been at a low point of self-esteem in our lives. And for whatever reason, we just don't have the confidence we need to facilitate a good, happy, healthy relationship. And so, you know, we start seeking things out in guys. We start looking for things and we start, for lack of a better word, you know, we're sort of projecting things that are wrong on him when it's really something that's wrong with us. You know, for whatever reason, we're at a point in our lives where we're just not feeling that great. So we start looking for things that the guy's doing wrong, and we start picking the poor guy apart, and we start, you know, making up things in our head that isn't really happening. And, you know, that's sort of the other side of the coin where, you know, we're our own worst enemy sometimes. Don't you agree?
Yes, yes. And it's easier now to go back and look at the past few years of dating and see that. But at the time, why can't we see that? And I think that's why we need our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because my friends have pointed that out to me and have pulled me back into reality and helped me get through and understand whatever I was going through at the time to keep me from letting those insecurities and the things that I didn't like about myself take over and rule my thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to report, you know, well, you guys that read my book, you know about my drive-bys. Okay, that's like, I'm happy to report I haven't done a drive-by in, oh, it's been probably 10 years or more since I've done a good solid drive-by. But, you know, it's...
Heather, I call that dead man stalking.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like, or driving 30 minutes out of your way so you can go to a Starbucks that you know he goes to every morning. I mean, come on. We've all done it. We've all done it. So, but that brings up sort of, I want to give you guys a preview of what's coming up on the shows, on my next set of shows. I'm going to start a new segment, and it's called She's a Crazy Bitch. And I want it to be a forum for guys, girls don't get mad at me, but this is going to be funny as shit, man, guys to call in and tell their crazy girl stories. Listen, I was on the phone last night with my girlfriend's mom. I was like, Deneen, you've got to have your mom call in and tell this story. It's flipping hysterical. She was telling a story about her son, Deneen's brother. And I'll have to have her call in and tell the story because it was just freaking hysterical. I was like, I don't care who calls in. It could be the mom calling in. It could be the guy calling in. Heck, you could call in and tell me a crazy fun story, crazy bitch story. But, you know, I feel like, and it can be totally anonymous. You don't have to say names. You don't have to say, you know, who they are. But I've already got, you know, four or five guys that are all in. They're ready to commit. They're going to be telling me their stories, and I've heard a few of them already, and it's the funniest stuff you've ever heard.
Oh, but, I bet they're ready. I bet
they are so ready.
They've been looking for this forum for years, because I'm sure guys have piled up a lot of great stories.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the guys I was talking to last night, I was like, you don't need to tell her name. You don't need to say your name. He's like, what are you talking about? He goes, I ain't hiding anything. I'm going to tell. He's like, I'm going to be calling the bitch out.
Let the games begin.
Said, all right. So I encourage you guys. I want your stories. I want your fun, crazy stories. The reason for this is to bring light to the fact that, you know, we're all human and we can all learn from these crazy fun stories. So that's the whole point of it. It's not intended to hurt or embarrass anybody, although I'm sure it will end up doing that. But, you know, the main reason why I want to start this segment is, you know, to help women learn. And I think guys genuinely have a desire for women to, you know, to be better, to not turn into crazy girls. I really, guys don't enjoy it. The girls don't enjoy it. So, you know, if we can do our part to, you know, to keep this from happening, I think it's going to be great. But Kate, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. I hope you had fun.
I did. This was a great time. Thanks, Heather.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, again, I enjoy talking with you today. I miss you like crazy. I can't wait to see you again soon. And you know, I hope everybody enjoyed the show today. I look forward to next week. Again, send me your emails. Send me your stories. You know, send me a Facebook message. Send me anything. I'll reach out to you. You can always go online, buy my book. It's available on Amazon. Again, Fuck the Double Standard in Dating. You can find me on Twitter at It's Heather Jones. You can find me on Facebook. And you can also find me on my website, heatherjones.com. And you can find me in the nearest club.
Great show, Heather. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Kate. I'll talk to you soon. Love you. You're listening to The Dating Revolution on Voice America. I'm Heather Jones, your host. Thank you again for tuning in.
Thanks for listening. The Dating Revolution with Heather Jones can be heard live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until next week, get out there, stay in control, and above all else, have some fun.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.